Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Elias is in the studio. Monday Night Raw. And by the way, major, major, major announcement about tonight's Monday Night Raw that unless you've been on WWE.com, you would not know about. So this is sort of semi-exclusive to Bubba Show. Not only will Elias be there, who's in the studio with us right now, but Batista will be there tonight live. Ronda Rousey will be there tonight live. But Batista will be there, and there will be a confrontation in the ring with Triple H.
Unbelievable.
Huge!
I saw this message, and I was like, are we allowed, Bubba, can we talk about this? What's happening? Because we knew about it before.
I got permission. But Elias was asking how long you and I have been together, Mel. Why?
It's very obvious there's a long relationship between the two of you, the way you speak to each other.
But not necessarily the best relationship.
I didn't say that. Just a long one.
Just a long one. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Just a long one.
Just leave it at that. Yeah.
So do you get, you know, obviously with wrestling and what you do, the music part of it with the, the guitar, is that something you've done your whole life or did you have to learn it for WWE?
No, it was something I've been doing since I was 15 years old, man.
Really?
Just
love
playing guitar and to be able to blend my two loves like this pretty much every single night I go out there. It's the best.
Is it? I can't imagine. Have you heard him play?
I listened this morning a little bit off the air because we didn't play it on the air, but I saw some videos that were up that I saw online.
Now, how much fun was it being in Cleveland last night for Fastlane to be able to sing that song, being a Pittsburgh guy?
Right, of course.
Like, it's literally bred into our body to not like
Cleveland,
right?
Man, I did Cleveland last night. I got to give them all the truth about their place there.
How much fun was that? Like, as a Pittsburgh guy doing that, were you excited?
Yeah, it's fun to do in any city, but it's a little extra when you're from Pittsburgh. Of course, I did it in Philly last week as well, which was a lot of fun. What a great gig.
Think about this. You've got some good Pittsburgh guys that are with you. I mean, obviously, you got Corey Graves, you got yourself, you got Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty cool that Pittsburgh represents, and there's probably some people that I'm not thinking about right now, maybe not.
I could do without Corey Graves, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt Angle, yeah, that's all good.
No Corey Graves, but yes, Kurt Angle. But, you know, and Mel, you've met Kurt a bunch of times. He's been up here.
Yep.
I think that everybody that does WWE from Pittsburgh at some point has to come through the show. On the air at some point.
Oh, yeah. Come on, right? This is like Pittsburgh radio here. You got to do this.
I've been doing this since I was 19. I'm only 21, which is shocking.
Amazing how long you've been at it.
So what do you enjoy more? So do you enjoy the actual work more in the ring, or do you enjoy the part with the guitar?
Jeez, man. I love everything I do. I love out there, man. I wanted to be a wrestler since I was a little kid. So to be able to do that now is just amazing. And, of course, it's just so fun to be able to play guitar, express yourself musically that way. I got no downsides, you know what I mean?
Now, good.
How was your family growing up when you said that? Like, this is what I want to do. Or teachers, or ever. Like, this is where I'm going to go. I'm going to do it. Did anyone say, no, it's not going to happen? Or
honestly,
did they build
you
up?
If there were people that felt that way, they did not come into my life for whatever reason. I had a ton of support. People believed in me. My family believed in me. Despite
Uncle Joe definitely believed in you.
My Uncle Joe, of course, he definitely did, and he still does. He's my number one fan. Of course, I got to say I was surrounded by great people on my way, and I still am today.
That's good because we got a lot of Bubba Show family members, a lot of young ones listening with their folks right now.
Absolutely.
And they're probably thinking, I'm getting tweets right now from people like, he's my favorite. He's my favorite. How did he get into it? How do I do it? So
that's cool.
That's a great question, though. How did you get into it? If you're a Pittsburgh person listening right now, how did you get into wrestling?
I could tell you, I went to a Monday Night Raw in Pittsburgh, and when I left there was a flyer on my car for a local show. It was IWC Wrestling. It was going to be Matt Hardy against AJ Styles. I said, all right, I got to go out. I got to see this. Just from loving wrestling, right? I went out. I saw it. I said, oh, man. I had no idea. This could be my way to get into wrestling. After the show, I asked one of the wrestlers, I said, how do you do it? His name is Shirley Doe. How do you get into this?
I just saw him on Thursday.
Yeah, great guy. And he said, hey, come out to this little school here in a little bit, and I'll start to train you.
What?
And that's it. Started training. And a couple years later, running through the independent scene, everything like that, a couple tryouts with the WWE. You get picked up by NXT, was the company, and you work your way up.
So there's tryouts. There's legit tryouts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
They are brutal.
Nothing easy about becoming what you... I don't think people recognize where you are and what you've done. There's nothing easy about it. It isn't like one day you woke up and you're on worldwide television on Monday Night Raw. People don't understand.
There's a huge, long fight for it process.
And even like names that it's funny, I'll use the name that you named, AJ Styles.
Sure.
AJ Styles didn't one day wake up and be like the WWE's superstar.
No way, man.
He and I have wrestled multiple times in IWC, and I'm not saying that about me. I'm saying that because, just to give you an idea, I mean.
Anybody you see in WWE, I mean, they're not there by accident. It took a lot of hard work,
willpower.
A lot of time, a lot of willpower.
Commitment.
I mean, everything, you know, and some luck along the way. So
look at Bubba. None of that. Look him in the face.
Why does it have to be that? Why did you see how the... We'll be back.
Willpower, commitment.
I need a break. We'll be back with Elias next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.